This week in the Missouri Senate, we review the first floor discussion and continued committee treatment of legislation for the year.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the
first measure to make it through the Missouri Senate this year is House Bill 448 and 206. Senator Scott Sisson of Afton is the handler. He tells his colleagues the proposal designates the Gloria Brown Memorial Highway in St. Louis County.
We're grateful for her contributions and think this honor is very fitting.
House Bill 448 and 206 now heads to the executive branch.
Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions.
The Missouri Senate Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics Committee heard Senate Concurrent Resolution 14 on Tuesday afternoon. Missouri Senate President Pro Tem Dave Schatz of Sullivan is the sponsor. He tells the panel the resolution would direct the Office of Administration to execute and deliver a financing agreement for payment of debt service on transportation bonds issued by the Missouri Highways and Transportation Commission.
It allows the state to issue up to $351 million in bonds to repair 250 bridges that are already on the Strategic Infrastructure Plan.
He also says the bridges included are on the plan for a reason.
If someone can make a case that their bridge is more disrepair, but I think as that process has gone forward, they identify the ones and put them in, prioritize them in that fashion.
Senator Jason Holzman of Kansas City adds Senate Concurrent Resolution 14 is where the legislature's involvement in this proposal starts.
We know the resolution has to go through both chambers. MoDOT has presented the list and the amounts that they want, and that's a starting point.
No committee action has yet been taken on Senate Concurrent Resolution 14.
Well, it was a one-time problem, right? I mean, this is going to happen one time.
That means there's a $373 million hole in the budget.
Issues from new laws that result from last November's election to tax changes in our state remain on the minds of many Missouri senators. Missouri Senate Majority Floor Leader Caleb Rowden of Columbia says lawmakers have known a cooling-off period has been coming.
Legislators were going to be faced with a decision. They were going to make the decision. I'm a little bit less concerned with the ones that are gone, and I'm a little bit more concerned with the ones that are here.
Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader Gina Walsh of Bell Fountain Neighbors adds she believes something to be highly pressing with limited time to act.
Address the situation with the Department of Revenue and the April surprise that could be waiting for many of our constituents throughout Missouri.
I move that the Senate stand adjourned until 4 p.m. Monday, February 11th, 2019.
Lawmakers return to Jefferson City on Monday. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.